We're continuing the shir on Likutei Halachos. In the previous shir, we finished Halacha Beis of Hilchas Eidus in Chosh Mishpat Chelek Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal writes that the third discussion on the topic of Eidus is found earlier in Hilchas Dayonim, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Vav. That's where there's the third discussion on the topic of Eidus. And now we're going to move on to the fourth explanation that Rav Nosson Zal gives on this topic of Eidus. Most of Likutei Halachos is based on Likutei Moran. However, there are exceptions. There are some cases where Rav Nosson Zal bases the halacha on stories from Sipurei Maaseiyos, and sometimes on paragraphs from Sichos Haran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom. The halacha we're about to do is based on one of those paragraphs from Sichos Haran, where Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify it a lot and apply it to the topic of Eidus that we're dealing with. He begins quoting the pasuk in Chumash, Al pi shnayim edim, oy shloisha yokum davar. Two witnesses have the ability to establish something as fact in a court of law. Paragraph Aleph, Al pi ho'inyan hanoira hamavur besoif sefer sipurei maaseiyos. This halacha is going to be based on the awesome thing that Rabbeinu Zal presents at the end of the book Sipurei Maaseiyos. Meinyan Chiluk Alofim Lemeois, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the concept of dividing thousands into hundreds, taking thousands and breaking them down into units of hundreds. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there, study that well. Now, when Rabbeinu Zal wrote the Likutei Halachos, at that time, some of Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, some of Rabbi of Sichos Haran, was published in back of Sipurei Maaseiyos. Years later, that part of Sichos Haran, which was originally published at the end of Sipurei Maaseiyos, was taken out of there and attached, appended to Sichos Haran, to Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, where it sort of belongs. So that's why many times in the Likutei Halachos, you'll see him use this wording, that this is based on the discussion at the end of Sipurei Maaseiyos. Whereas in the publishings that have been done the past 100 years, 150 years, you won't find it there. Okay. Vaklal, briefly, what Rabbeinu Zal says over there is, and again, what Sichos Haran is, what Rabbi Nachman's wisdom is, Rabbeinu Zal gave official shiurim, which were given about five or six times a year, on Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Chanukah, Shavuos. Those shiurim are documented in Likutei Moran. The discussions that he had informally, unofficially, his student Rav Nosson Zal had such respect for him that he would document, he wrote down everything he possibly could, any Devarei Torah discussions, and from that we have the Sefer Sichos Haran, or in English, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom. So there, Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'haklal ki yesh oyer shehu meir be'elef oylamos." There is a light that is so bright that it lights up a thousand worlds. "V'hu oyer echod." This is one light. This is the light of Hashem Kaviyochel. "V'yefshir lekabloi." However, we cannot receive that light. Machmas Godloy, because it's so great, it's so bright, it would blind us. It's way, way above us. Ach, however, Talmud Chacham, Shehu Noikem Venoiter Kenochosh, a Talmud Chacham, who besides being a very nice guy, we know Rabbeinu Zal Likutei Moran quotes the pasuk, Ki Merachamim Yenahagim, that in order to be a leader in Klal Yisrael, you have to have a lot of Rachmanis, a lot of kindness, a lot of patience, a lot of love, a lot of generosity. You have to have all of that. Hashem warned Moshe Rabbeinu before offering him the job. Hashem said to him, you better know in advance that they are very difficult people. Am ksheyoyrif, stubborn, terrible. You're not going to enjoy this job. So that's on one end, that's on one hand. On the other hand, the Gemara uses this terminology that sometimes a Talmud Chacham has to show authority. There has to be a concept of smoil doiche yemin mekarev, with the left hand to push people away, to keep a certain safe distance between the rabbi and student, between the parent and child, that kind of thing. With the right hand to bring close, with the stronger hand to bring close. And here the Gemara uses wording, the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham who is not noikem v'noiter kenochosh is not a Talmud Chacham in the full sense of the word. Meaning a Talmud Chacham sometimes has to be able to pull the trigger, to take nekama, to avenge the honor of Hashem, or to stick up for himself even in certain cases. We have examples throughout the Gemara, throughout Shas, in the Zohar HaKadosh, where a student said something that showed a little bit of disrespect, and right away he got it between the eyes. And different. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells a story that Rabbi Yochanan once gave a shir, and in the shir he said that when Moshiach comes, there's going to be all kinds of incredible things. And they're going to use these huge stones, incredible huge stones, precious stones, that are going to be used to rebuild the wall of Yerushalayim. So one of the students heard that, and in his mind he thought, that's ridiculous. You know, today if you find a stone of that type that's this big, that's an eighth of an inch, you're lucky. He's talking about that they're going to be stones, you know, 10 feet by 10 feet made of this precious stone. But the student didn't say anything. A short while later, he was on a boat out at sea, and suddenly he sees something in the distance look strange. He sees guys hauling up from the ocean huge, huge stones. So he gets closer and he asks them, what are you doing? So they say, we're drawing up these big stones from the bottom of the ocean that are going to be used to rebuild the wall of Yerushalayim when Moshiach comes. And he sees it's those gigantic stones. So he couldn't wait to get back to the yeshiva. When he got back to the yeshiva and he saw his rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, he was so excited. He said to him, Rebbe, keep giving those shiurim, keep those videos coming. You're doing a great job. So Rabbi Yochanan said, why are you saying that? He said, because you remember you said this thing about the big stones and everything? Well, I took a boat ride and I saw it. So Rabbi Yochanan looked at him, and Rabbi Yochanan understood the whole picture. Rabbi Yochanan said, so you mean when I said it, you didn't believe it? You thought I didn't know what I was talking about. Because you saw it, now you're sure. The Gemara says he looked at him, and the student turned into a pile of bones. He died on the spot. And there are many stories like this throughout the Gemara. Again, they're 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 10,000. 999 out of 1,000 times, the rabbis showed incredible love to their students. Love and help and goodness and everything. But every once in a while, someone crossed a certain line and they got punished very severely. So this is a quotation from the Gemara where it speaks about a Talmud Chacham who is noikem v'noiter, who takes nekama. We know that there's a law in the Torah, you're not allowed to take nekama. You're not allowed to take revenge. You're not allowed to say, because he did this, I'm going to do that. You're not even allowed to say, like let's say you go to a neighbor one day and you ask him, can I borrow your ladder? And the neighbor says, no, I don't lend out my stuff. You need a ladder, go buy one. There's a store 3 blocks away. What do you... kind of borrowing nonsense. Next week, that neighbor knocks on the door and says, by the way, my wife is making a cake and she needs milk in the store. Can I borrow a liter of milk? And the guy smiles at him and says, of course. I'd love to give you a liter of milk because I'm not like some people. You know, some people who don't like to lend things. I'm not one of those. Here you go. Here's 2 liters. Put one in each pocket. That's called netira. That's a sin. That's a major sin in the Torah. So the Gemara says any rabbi, any Talmud Chacham who does not have the ability to take nekama or to take netira is missing one of the qualifications. It's an important... A rabbi has to have the ability sometimes to be able to do that. So Rabbein Azal says there, that a Talmud Chacham who is noikem v'noiter kenochosh, who yochoy lechalek alofim lameyos, he will have the knowledge and the ability to divide up that light, that 1,000-watt light bulb, to divide it up into 100 units where people can benefit. It's not too bright for people. Dehainu lechalek ho'or hagodol lachalokim, to divide up the great, great light into smaller units, kedei sheyuchlu haktanim lekabloi, so that lower level people who can handle 1,000,000 watts, will be able to handle these smaller units. continuing, Umi sheyodea zois, and a person who knows how to do this, a Talmud Chacham who's capable of bringing the light down into these small units, hu yochoy lahachyo ismesim. He has the ability to bring a dead person back to life. Now we know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha, used to quote this often, because unfortunately there are many people, there's a segment in Klal Yisrael who doesn't have the greatest respect for the Gemara, the Talmud. The Bible, the Chumash, their perception is, that's the word of Hashem, that's what Hashem gave on Mount Sinai. But the Talmud, that's the word of the rabbis who lived 5,000 years ago, before technology, before... some things they said were nice and right, but they could be, of course, they could be wrong. And we know that in authentic Judaism, we're taught that the entire Talmud was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. What those rabbis in the later, what Rabbi Akiva would say, what Rav Ashi would say, what was all given over to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and is to be treated with the same respect as the written Torah. So the Gemara over there has a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and Andrionus, the Roman emperor. They were buddies. The Gemara tells a whole story about how they grew up, how they were born at the same time, and the Gemara tells a lot of things about how they became very close friends. And this Andrionus used to come to study from Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi every day in secret. There was a tunnel from his palace that went to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The Gemara has beautiful story, the whole story about him. So at one point, Andrionus asked Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi a question, and he wasn't so forthcoming. So Andrionus said, I know that the smallest of you guys, the lowest one of you rabbis, has the ability to bring a dead person back to life. Because I know that you're on so high a level. And this is in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara doesn't say he was wrong. Because this is a fact that's mentioned in the Gemara, that all the rabbis of the Gemara, the Tanoim and Amoiroim, were on a level that they were capable of bringing a dead person back to life. And we have stories in the Gemara where they did. The Gemara discusses one Purim. The two rabbis got together. One of them got drunk. And in his drunken state, at one point he pulled out a knife and he killed his friend. And the Gemara says when he realized what he did, he prayed very hard and he brought him back to life. He got him to come back to life. And the next Purim, he invited him to get together again, and the rabbi said, I ain't no cat, I'm a human being. I don't know how many times you can bring dead people. It worked the first time, I ain't taking no chances. You know. So here Rabbi Nezal says that a person who has this knowledge of knowing how to divide the thousands into hundreds has the ability to bring a dead person back to life. Umi she'eino yodea zois, and a person who does not have this knowledge, v'chulu, etc., etc. Rabbi Nezal mentions a bunch of other things, and then he says, v'eino yodea hayichud shel boruch shem kvod malchuso lo'olam voed. That person will also not understand the specialness of Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Olam Ved, which we say after the Shema, Umahu Tzike Kedera. And that person will also not understand what is Tzike Kedera. Tzike Kedera is like a very delicious appetizer. The Gemara in Pesachim speaks about this, I think Daf Nun Vav, where the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses how it came about that we say Shema and Baruch Shem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not put Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso is not in the Torah. It's not in the written Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Yaakov Avinu did say it. Why do we? So the Gemara says we compromise. We say it quietly. And the Gemara has a whole discussion about what Shema is all about, what Baruch Shem is. And the Gemara says, you know what we would compare it to? A queen or a princess who lives in the palace, and she has to conduct herself with royalty, dignity. There's all kinds of rules when you're living in the palace. You can't wear shorts. You can't, you know, you can't eat French fries, you know, with your hands. You have to use a fork, you know, all kinds of. So she's in the palace. She's used to eating royal food. But then one day she smells what the kitchen people are eating, some kind of a delicious food that they made, a spicy food, you know. And she says, wow, I wish I could have some of that instead of this steak and other stuff, you know, that she's bored with and everything. So the servants find out, they realize that she wants to have this, but they realize they can't give it to her, because if they do, the king will kill them for giving the daughter this garbage, this stuff that royal people don't eat. So the Gemara says, and that's called Tzike Kedera. So the Gemara says, what do? They give it to her on the sneak. Now, as they know they can't give it to her open, they can't put it on the table, they give it to her in a little bag to take to her room to eat, you know that. So the Gemara says, that's the concept of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus. Why we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus quietly. It is so, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus represents the lower elements of Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 11, Likud Imran, speaks about Yichuda Ilo and Yichuda Tato. Shema Yisrael is something that addresses the upper elements, a very high level. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olamvoyer addresses the fact that Hashem's kingdom reaches down to the lowest levels and reaches as far out as anybody can go. So that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus is something that we don't say it openly. We whisper it. We don't want to say that Hashem is found in the garbage, chasra. We don't want to say that the king is found in the drug, you know, in the bower, in the drug send, in those places. We don't want to say that openly, so we whisper it. We whisper, U'malchusoy bakoil mashah, that Hashem's malchus is found everywhere. So Rabbeinu Zal mentions this also in that context. U'mahu chash mechashmal. And again, a rabbi who doesn't have that ability to be noikim and noiter will not understand what the chash of chashmal is all about, because the Gemara in Chagiga discusses this, and it mentions this term chashmal that's used in Yecheskel, in other places. The word chashmal means light. In modern Hebrew today, it's used to mean electricity, but in the Torah, it refers to a very, very high level of spiritual light. And the Gemara in one place says also that it refers to a unit of angels who are, sometimes they're quiet, sometimes they talk. Itim choshois, itim amalalois. Sometimes they're silent. Chash means quiet. Mal means to speak. Milula. So again, Rabbi Nazar says, this person will not know the true meaning of what chash is all about. Umahu noiga. And he will also not understand the secret of noiga, the klipas noiga, what that's all about. Umahu maisim erkova. And they won't understand the depth of the throne of Hashem. Umahu bris. And the covenant, the concept of the bris. V'chulu, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal's quoting highlights from that paragraph of Sichus Aran. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there, Umoshiach, Yoidea zeho inyan bishlemus. Mashiach, who we're waiting for, Mashiach is the one who knows all of this stuff perfectly. He's an expert in the tzike kedera, in the chash of chashma, in these special things. Aval shar hatzadikim einom yoidim, whereas other tzadikim besides Mashiach will not have this knowledge, elo kishoisin me'alof me'os, unless they are involved in this process of taking this light of thousands and bringing it down to hundreds. V'chulu, etc. Ayin shom heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, study that sicha well. V'hadvorim atikim. And Rabbeinu Zal's words are very, very deep. Atik refers to like the highest level of secrets of Torah. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to begin a discussion where he's going to clarify this quite a bit. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas shnei edim. Everything we spoke about here is tied into the concept of two witnesses. She'al yodom nizbarer ho'emes. Through whom the truth becomes clear. V'nidcheh ha'sheker. And the lies and the falseness is eliminated. V'heim ne'emonim b'chol dovor. And two witnesses, two kosher witnesses, are believed to testify regarding anything in Yiddishkeit. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki kol mi shemeid edus emes, hu bebechinas ha-toira shehi emes, kemo shekosov toira semes. Because any person who testifies, who says a true statement, is like a Sefer Torah. Because another word for Torah is Emes. One of the nicknames of the Torah is called Emes. As the Pasuk says, Toiras Emes Hoysa Befiyu. V'nikras Eidus B'chol Mokoyim. And we know that the Torah is referred to as testimony in many places. K'may Shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, V'nosato El Ha'oroim Eiso Eidus. That in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built in the desert, there was the Aron, the Ark, and into the Ark you placed the Eidus, the testimony. What was the Eidus? The Luchos, the tablets, which had the whole Torah written on them. So we see that the word Eidus is a nickname for the Torah. Luchos or Eidus, as it's called. V'chein b'chol ma'aseh ha'mishkan, u'b'chol ha'Torah, nikras ha'Torah b'shem Eidus. We see throughout all the discussions about the Mishkan, and throughout the Torah in general, the Torah is referred to as testimony. Uchsiv, as the Pasuk says, Eidus Hashem ne'emono machkim aspesi, a Pasuk in Tehillim. Why? Now everyone's like, why? What does that mean, that the Torah is testimony? Ki ha-Torah hi Eidus Godol Olav Yisborach. Because the Torah is the greatest testimony. If anybody needs to be convinced about Hashem, that there is a Hashem, and if anybody needs to be convinced about how big Hashem really is, just open the Torah and start studying it for real. Ki mi sheyesh loy moyach amiti bekodkodoy. Because any person who has a brain, a real brain in his head, will be able to see with his eye, with his brain, with his intelligence, he'll be able to see very clearly the existence of Hashem. You won't have to prove to him that there's a... He's not going to say, show me Hashem. If you learn the Torah properly, you will see very clearly that there is a Hashem, v'yichudo yisporach, and that Hashem is one, the one and only, al yedei ha-Torah ha-Kdoisha, through the Torah. Ki kol balei deya v'seichel emes, because any intelligent person, any honest, intelligent person, yo'idu v'yagidu, will testify, and will tell you clearly, she'yefshir b'shum oifen, b'shum seichel, Levados Torah Kozois Milev Chasshom, that there's no way in the world that any human being, any genius, I don't care if he's Einstein, I don't care if he's Einstein's mother-in-law, nobody, no human being with human intellect could ever have written such a book, could ever have written a Torah with everything in it. Ukemavur sichazois bekama sifrei kodesh, as these words are found in many of the Chassidish Sforim and Sifrei Musar, where they tell a person, if you want to prove Hashem's existence, we don't need these. There are different yeshivas that have different programs where they're going to prove the existence of Hashem. The Chassidish Sforim say, we got the greatest proof at all. Open up a Chumash, open up a Gemara, and start learning seriously. Start really getting into it and understanding it, and you will come to the realization that this couldn't possibly in a billion years have been man-made. No human being, no team of a million scholars could have sat down and written this. Ukamash Kosov, as the Pasuk says, V'hachochma me'ayin temotze. Chochma comes from ayin, from Ein Sof. Ve'eze mekom bina. Where is the bina? The bina is not in this world. The bina is coming from millions, trillions of miles away from Hashem. Ki mehechon loikchin Torah kazois min bereshis ad leinei kol Yisrael im kol digdukeh opruteh. Where in the world, how in the world could anybody ever have made up such a Torah from bereshis to leinei Yisrael with all of its infinite details? We see there are millions of Sforim that have been written in these 5,700 years that we're in the world now, expounding on every word in the Torah, every letter in the Torah, every musical note, every vowel, you know, has meaning and significance. V'chol shar ha-sifrei neviim uksuvim, v'chol ha-shas u-medroshim u-meforsheim, v'chol ha-pilpulim v'chidushim shebohem, v'chol sisrei ha-toira shegilu ha-rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'talmidov v'ho-arizal. Anybody who looks at this honestly with a little bit of intellect will know, will be convinced 100% that this is way above human level. This is not something that anybody sat down with a calculator and figured out these gematrias or that kind of thing. This is something spiritual. This is something that comes from Hashem. This could only come from a place of infinity. V'chol ha-gvurois v'ha-noirois v'ha-neflois shebem, all the awesome, wondrous things that are found throughout the Torah, asher tismar sarois roisha odom hamayin bohem, where a person who studies the secrets of Torah, his hair stands on end. He can't believe his eyes as to the depth that he's seeing, how far-reaching this is, how great it is. Afilu mi she'enoi mevinam letachlisan. And even a person who does not understand the Torah, who doesn't know Kabbalah, who doesn't know Gemara on the deepest level, im kol zeh, despite that, ma'at de ma'at, shemisnoitzitzloi midivreim, just a little bit, that a person gets an idea, gets a feeling from hearing what these rabbis have written, what they've done. Hakol yoidu v'yoimru, anybody who looks at this will admit and will say she'yefsher levados chas v'shon dvorim kuela milev b'shum oifen, that there's no way in the world that anybody could ever come up with this on his own. That human beings, they thought this up on their own. They thought up the Ten Commandments. They thought up these stories. You know, that this is all. Me'em chas v'shalom. V'chein kol ha-hizgalus v'ha-chidushim nifloim v'noiroim shegilu ha-tzadikim b'doiroi she'achreim adayim azeh. And so too, Rav Nosson Zal says, even after the Arizal, the tzadikim from the Arizal till today, the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim, the Vilna Goyim, these other giants, anybody who looks at their teachings honestly will not be stupid, will not be an idiot, and try to say, no, this is man-made. They were like the scientists. They were like, you know, anybody with a great mind could come up with. A person will realize that this isn't great minds. This is a level way. Ki adayin Hashem yisborach imanu gam bedoiro yisraela. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, because it's not like Hashem went away after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, after the Arizal. Hashem is with us today also, in today's generations. Shiroinu ayin ba'ayin hizgalos chidushim nifloim v'nayroim. We saw our rabbis, Rabbi Nachman, we saw them come up with, reveal unbelievable chidushim in Torah. She'efsher legaloisam b'seichel enoishi b'shum oifen, which would be impossible, totally impossible, for a human being with human intellect to come up with these ideas. Impossible. It's way, way above the scope of human. Imloi b'shefa elokai, other than that this was a stream of light from Hashem, a beam of light from Hashem, Hanimshach me hayochid hanel amispor shmoy levad, which came straight from Hashem, where these tzaddikim were zecher to ruach hakodesh, they were zecher to purify themselves to such a level that they could go up and connect with Hashem on a level where Hashem could give them knowledge which all the computers in the world and all the scientists in the world could never in a billion years come up with. Al kein, therefore. Kol divrei ha-toyra ha-kdoisha ye'idun v'yagidun ki Hashem echod u'shmo yachod. Therefore, when we look at the total package, when we look at the total package of the Torah, you know what the Torah is? It is the greatest testimony in the world to who Hashem is, to the fact that there is a Hashem and there are tzaddikim and they're as big as they claim, they are as big as they claim to be, and they're even a billion times bigger than that. Alkei nikras hatoyra edus b'chol mokoyim. And it's for this reason that one of the terms that's used to define the Torah is that the Torah is called edus. Because the Torah is the greatest testimony to the existence of Hashem, to the greatness of Hashem, to the greatness of tzaddikim, etc. People ask a lot of times when you're trying to do outreach and everything, like, how do I convince somebody about it? How do I convince somebody about the tzaddik? And I mean, it's something really hard, isn't it? The answer is it's not that hard. If the person is a clown, if the person doesn't want to open the book, okay, then you can't convince them. Or if the person is opening the book with an attitude, if the person is opening the book with an attitude that nobody's going to convince me, nobody's going to show, then they won't see it. They will definitely not be able to see it. But if the person is coming with sincerity, if the person really wants to learn, they want to see, then any person who will open up any of these real books will see clearly. Besides believing, they will see and understand on their level how great Hashem really is and how great the tzaddikim really are. V'ayin oid mizeh bihilchas Pesach halachates. Rav Nosson Zal says, I've expounded on this much more in Orach Chaim, in Hilchas Pesach halachates. V'oid yesh b'libi harbe bozeh laharchev adibur. Rav Nosson Zal says, I have a lot more to say about this. In my heart, I have a lot more to say. Ach ein kan mekoyim oy laharach bozeh. However, this isn't the place to elaborate more on this. V'hamaskilim yovinu me'alehim. And anyone who's intelligent will understand by themselves the point that we're making here. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh, and this is what the Pasuk says, gedolim ma'aseh Hashem, drushim l'chol cheftzehem. Great are the actions of Hashem, the creations of Hashem, drushim, they are expounded in all their different ways. Rav Nosson Zal says, sh'al yedei niflois chidushei udrushei ha'Torah. It's through the expoundings of the Torah, through the teachings of the Torah, which the great tzaddikim teach us, where they show us, they open a door for us to see the depth of the Torah, how deep the Torah really is and how great it is. Shehem drushim l'chol cheftzeim, whereby these tzaddikim have expounded the Torah on everything. There isn't anything in the world that they haven't included in their Torah. Plants and trees and birds and everything in creation is included in the Torah and in the drushim of the Torah of the great tzaddikim. Besichlios nifloim v'noiruim v'nizgofim keilu, with such unbelievable seichel, such incredible, awesome seichel, al yedei zeh hakoil royim ki gedoyla ma'asei Hashem. That's enough to give everybody the ability to see how big Hashem really is. How great are the actions of Hashem? You want to know how great Hashem is? Study the Torah. Look inside. Study it well. Study the right sforim. Study it from the right teachers. And you will see. Ki kol bale emes. Because all honest people, yoidu, will admit, v'yoidu, and testify, kiyad Hashem osez azois, that only a Hashem could possibly have made this. K'mo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'haluchois ma'ase Elokim hema. The luchois were a creation of Hashem, made by Hashem. V'zeh she'omar Moshe, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people, lo yes b'neichem, not your children and your children's children will need to be convinced. Ki einechem horoyos es kol ma'aseh Hashem agodol asher oso. You saw with your own eyes. He was addressing the people of his generation. And he said to them, you saw how great Hashem is. You saw the miracles. You saw the Torah. V'koi al kol hadoyros ad asoif. And Moshe Rabbeinu there was not just addressing his generation. He was talking about all the generations until Mashiach. Hainu, ki einoi medaber im habonim ktanim shemoichon adayin bekatnus v'loi nifkechu einayim liroi so emesayin bayim. He said, I'm not talking to little kids. who haven't opened their eyes, like who can't read yet, who can't read, so they can't get an idea yet as to what Hashem is all about. You know, ki einechem horoyos es kol maase Hashem agodol asher osah. He was addressing the adults at the time and saying, you guys, though, you did see, you can see how great and awesome Hashem is. Ki mi shema'ayin umabit b'hatorah, because any person who delves into and studies the Torah properly, einov royois ayin ba'ayin es kol maase Hashem agodol asher osah. That person's eyes see. He doesn't have to be convinced. He sees how great Hashem really is, and how great these tzaddikim are. Ki yodea umevin ho'emes. He realizes and understands the truth. She'i efsher levadois milev chas v'sholam kol elu haniflois v'hamaisiois v'hachidushim v'chol hanoirois she'osa imonu v'gil alonu miyoy matn toiro alidei Moshe Rabbeinu ad ayoy mazeh. Because again, any honest person will realize that no human being could have sat down and thought this stuff up, and the stories, made up the stories about Avraham, all the different stories and everything. The awesome things that were revealed from Matan Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu until today. Ki im maase Hashem emo. It is nothing other than the work of Hashem. That the Torah is a creation of Hashem, and it's the presentation of Hashem. That's how we look at Hashem. That's how we see Hashem, through the Torah. Paragraph Gimel. Klal Hadovar, to sum up what we're saying here, Shehatorah Nikras Edus, the Torah is referred to as witness, as testimony, shemeidas al metziusoi va'achdusoi umemshalto yisporach v'yisale. The Torah testifies to the existence, to the oneness, to the uniqueness, and to the kingdom, the authority of Hashem. V'alkein ha-Torah nitna b'shnei luchos. And now you'll understand why the Torah was given on two tablets. Ki ein edus pochus mishnayim, because what the Torah teaches us that testimony, witnesses, the minimum is two. Veze bechinas shma uboruch shem kvoid malchusoy lo nvoed. We know that the foundation of the Torah, the most basic element and the most all-encompassing element in the Torah is emuna. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All of the mitzvahs are emuna. The Gemara says at the end of Makkos, Bo Chavakuk v'mir. Chavak Hanavi came along and he summarized, he shrank the whole Torah to its most basic element, which is v'tzadik be'emunaso yichya. A tzadik lives with his faith. So the term emuna is sort of kollel the entire Torah. The way we express our emuna is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchus Shemayim Voed. That's called Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim. That shows that we're accepting the authority of Hashem on us fully. Those two statements, Shema and Baruch Shem. Sheboze Onu Meidin Alachdusoy Umemshaltei Sporok. Because when we say those two lines, we're testifying to the oneness and the authority of Hashem. Utsrichin shnehem daika, and we need both. We must have both the Shema and the Baruch Shem. Shehem bechinas Yehuda Ilo v'Yehuda Tato. The Sifrei Kabbalah refer to them as the upper Yichud and the lower Yichud. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 11 in Likutei Moharan. And now Rab Nosson Zal goes into the Gemara for a moment. The Gemara tells us in Psochim, page 56. Ki anshe yirichoi hoyu korchen es hashma shaloi bertzoin chachamim. The people there, the Gemara, it's Perek Mokoim Shenoagu in Masechet Pesachim. Those that are learning Daf Yomi learned it about a month or two ago. It's a whole Perek in Shas where it speaks about different customs in different places. And it speaks about customs, good customs and bad customs. The word minhag, which means custom, there are many people who shrug off the whole Shulchan Aruch and the whole Gemara by saying it's minhagim. We know that little knowledge sometimes is more dangerous than no knowledge. Sometimes you have people that are not religious or not so religious, and whenever they hear about something that they didn't know about or that they don't practice, it don't exist. It's not there, because if I don't do it, it can't be the right thing to do. So it's certainly not halacha. It's a minhag. It's chasidah sheminhagim or litvah sheminhagim. You know, it's minhagim. It's another way of saying it's baloney, chas hashem. It's not that important. When we know the Gemara said, the Torah uses the words minhag Yisrael din, that the customs which the Jews have accepted upon themselves have the same level of authority, of seriousness sometimes, as halachas, and sometimes even stricter. Sometimes they can be even more serious at times. And yet the Sfarim tell us that the word minhag is also the letters gehinom. That there are some people who do wrong things, they do things against the halacha, against the Torah, and when you ask them, when you show them, this is my minhag. You have your minhag, I have my minhag. Your minhag is you wear, our minhag is that we don't wear a yarmulke. It's minhag. That's what the people say. You're nuts? Minhag? Cuckoo? Yeah, minhag. This is our custom and we're not changing and we don't want to hear any of this newfangled stuff, you know. There are people who have that kind of attitude. So the Gemara there discusses minhagim, kosher minhagim, ones that the rabbis affirmed and ones that the rabbis declared as wrong. So the Gemara says there that the people of the city of Jericho had a custom of shrinking the Shema, of folding up the Shema, koichnes Shema, against the will of the rabbis. And the Gemara there discusses different opinions. What does that mean? What does it mean that they shrank the Shema? Upirisham, and one of the explanations there in the Gemara is, Shelayomru Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusai. That for them, that Shema was enough. Because again, they remember hearing when they were kids, they remember hearing Shema, the Baruch Shem was said quietly. They missed it. They didn't hear about it. So we don't say that. I never heard my daddy say that. Of course he didn't. He said it quietly. Well, don't give me any of that. It's the newfangled minhagim, you know, that kind of thing. So that's this combination of Shema and Baruch Shem. V'zeh b'chinas chalukas alofim l'meyos. And this is tied into this concept of being able to take a light of thousands and break it down to hundreds units. Shehu soid Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. That's the secret of Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed, Kemoi Shekosu Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Sichos Aran, where he mentions this. Because Shema represents a very high level. It represents Hashem's connection to the great tzaddikim. Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed represents the Shekhinah, the aspect of Hashem that goes down, that reaches all the way down to the lowest levels, the lowest places. Hainu, Shetzrichin Lachloik Eshoor Daiko Lechalkoi Lechalokim. There's a very important aspect of Yiddishkeit in being able to take a very high level of light and break it down into smaller pieces. Bechinas Chiluk Alofun Lameyos, Kedei Sheyuchlu Hakoil Lekabloi. So that everybody should have the ability to receive it. Kedei Lehoidia Lechol Boi Oilam. In order to enlighten and inform everybody in the world, Yichudoi Umalchusoi, about the uniqueness of the oneness of Hashem and the kingdom of Hashem, Asher Bakoil Mosholah, which rules everywhere, not just in Yerushalayim, not just in Mea Shorim, in Beverly Hills, in Denver, Boulder, Colorado, in the furthest, in all kinds of places. Hashem is everywhere. Shezeu Bechinas Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. That's the message that's being broadcasted in the words Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed, and the Sforim explain this. V'loi lichroi ches Hashma, and not to fold up the Shema, meaning dehainu lichroi ch'or yachad, to fold up the light together, you know, not to let it reach out. Ki oz yef shelakaploi. Because when the light is all concentrated, then 99% of the people can't get it, can't relate to it. If the light can be opened up and split out into smaller pieces and brought down, then it can reach a whole larger segment of people. And the truth is that this sefer that we're learning, Likutei Halachos, Rabbi Nachman once said in his youth, he said that he needs Hashem to send him a person who will have the ability, the quality, to take the writings of the Arizal, the deepest secrets of Kabbalah, and be able to bring it down to a level where children will be able to relate to it. And Rabbeinu Zal's students wrote that this is Rav Nosson Zal. This is the gift that Hashem gave Rabbi Nachman. He gave him this student, Rav Nosson Zal, who wrote this compilation, Likutei Halachos, and he wrote the other Sforum of Rabbeinu Zal. This was a person who had this gift to be able to study the full depth of Torah, to study Gemar, Nigla, Nistar, every branch of Torah, to study it thoroughly, and to have the ability to package it and bring it down to a level where people like us, who don't know the whole Shas, and who don't know all of Halacha, and certainly don't know too much Kabbalah, and yet we can benefit. He has a way of bringing it down, and packaging it, and simplifying it in a level where it can be broadcasted to people who are not religious even, or people who are just starting out in Yiddishkeit, can hear thoughts that come from the Arizal, from the deepest places, and it's presented in a way that they can relate to it. We'll start the next paragraph. Paragraph Dalet. Ki inyan chalukas alofim lemeyos, because this concept of being able to break down the light of thousands to bring it down to hundreds, afal pi she etzem hadvorim shiotzu mipi Rabbeinu Anizkozal yef shel asigam, even though the actual meaning of what Rabbi Nachman was saying when he said these words is way above us, we can't understand it. But what we can take out of it, whatever little bit of understanding we can get out of it, we are obligated to try our best to study, to analyze the words of Rabbeinu Zal, to be able to take out of it what we can. And now he's going to go into an explanation. Inyan chaluka salofim lameyos, this concept of dividing up the thousands into hundreds, dehainu lechalek ho'or hagodol shubchinas salofim, lechalkoi lechalokim shubchinas meyos, to take a level of light, like $1,000 bill. We know how many times they have a situation where a guy wants to buy a cup of coffee, or he wants to buy a Danish, and he goes into the makolet, and he says he wants it, and he takes out a 200 shekel bill, and they look at him, "Are you nuts? It's 9 o'clock. We just opened the store. We don't have change of 200 shekel. You know, come back with a 10 shekel piece, or, you know, and we'll give you change, you know." So we have this concept that the thousands, that the $1,000 bill is something which in most places you can't use it. It's unusable. It's only if you can break it down to smaller amounts, then you can use it anywhere you want. Kedei sheyuchlu lekaploi, in order that the people should be able to handle it, to be able to receive it. Zehu b'chinas klal kol kabbalah satoira. Rav Nosson says this is actually the whole concept of the Jewish people receiving the Torah from Hashem. Mm-hmm. It's all about taking a light of thousands, a very high level light, the Torah in its original state, in its original form as it was presented by Hashem, is trillions. And yet Hashem on Har Sinai came down, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down billions of levels in order to present it in a way that we can relate to it, that we can associate with it. Ki kol haTorah, because the entire Torah, Shehi Parshiyos, Usdorim, Vetevois, Voisios, the Torah is broken down into chapters and paragraphs and words, sentences and words and letters. Heim kulam tzimtzumim nifloim lehoir hagodol. These are all incredible vessels and constrictions to be able to package that infinite light of Hashem, kedei shenucha lekabloi, so that we can receive it, we can relate to it. Shezeu b'chinas chalukas alofim lameyos. This is one example of this concept of taking the thousands and breaking it down to hundreds, putting it into words. Sometimes a person has a thought that's so deep, he has it in his head, but he has to figure out a way of how to put it into words. He's got to be able to put it into words, otherwise he can't share it. Even though he has it in his head, he can't share it with anybody else unless he can bring it down and chop it up and put it into words and set in paragraphs and figure out what introduction. Sometimes you want to present a certain idea, and if you try to present the idea itself, nobody will understand you. In order to present that idea, you need to present two or three things in front of it. Sometimes a Rebbe wants to teach a Tosfos to his students. And if he tries to teach that Tosfos right away, that 90% of them won't get it. So the Rebbe first has to start with something, an introduction, to prepare a few building blocks and that are much easier to understand and relate to. Once he puts those things in place, he says, now that you heard these six pieces, now let's go into the Tosfos. Now you have a chance of being able to understand because I gave you this whole introduction. We'll hold it over here. We'll continue from here, Mitzvah.